To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a late afternoon sun blazing in a spectacular cloud-filled sky seen through a dirty windshield over a highway near Albany, New York, comes to us from yours truly as I decided to use my dash cam to try to capture the glory that the Lord put before me as I was traveling through the Capital District on the Ides of November this past Monday. Sometimes the Lord puts opportunities to experience His glory and beauty in front of us, and it is up to us to decide what we will do with it. We can decide to momentarily appreciate it by mentally saying cool or pretty, and then going back to an earthly train of thought. Or we can recognize the source of our experience and thank our Heavenly Father for what He has created, for what He continually does, and for who He is, and thus appropriately commune with Him with praise and thanksgiving. In these two options lies the difference between someone just going about their day in the terra firma and someone walking in the Spirit and being God conscious. Some may dismiss the two experiences as not being significantly different, but those who have an active and vibrant relationship with the living God because of their faith in Jesus Christ can tell you that it is like the difference between deciding to focus on the blotches and dirt on the windshield or choosing to look past the imperfections and to bask in the glory of the heavens. A life of faith can be joyless drudgery or a dynamic and exciting life of wonder and awe. The difference lies in what we choose to focus on and in our decision to choose to walk in the Spirit every day. And the decision to focus on God, to experience His presence, to walk into the good works He has prepared for us, and to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is a decision that will be opposed by our less spiritual acquaintances, friends, and family, as well as the demonic forces of darkness. To choose to experience, maintain, and share our freedom in Christ is to choose to fight the good fight of faith. It is the volitional act to do battle against the world, the flesh, and the devil. Back in April, I attended a Freedom in Christ Ministries Community Freedom Ministry Associates Practicum in San Antonio, Texas, where I completed my training to lead people through the steps to freedom in Christ. While I was there, I shared my testimony of how the Lord led me to put my faith in Christ and how He delivered me from my addictions and worldly lifestyle with an FICM volunteer named Betty Felder. In giving my testimony, I was honest in detailing how my journey was not for the faint of heart, as my decision to follow the Lord has been a road paved with heartache, as I have suffered broken relationships, financial struggles, and the need to abandon my home to find a safe place for my children and I to live back in 2020. Betty shared how she had recently lost her husband and was struggling to emerge from her grief, and the practicum was one way she decided to fight the enemy and regain her hope. She told me that she could see my trail of tears, but wanted me to know that the Lord was faithful and that it was payback time. She prophesied over me, telling me that a faithful and encouraging woman of God would come into my life and walk beside me. And she told me that the Lord was going to pay back the enemy and restore everything that the enemy had stolen. Months after the practicum, I now realize that Betty's prophecy has come true, as my friendship with Tammy Lee Seguin grew to a love that will culminate in our marriage on January 1st, all because of Cammie Lynn's faithfully encouraging me. So God has paid back the enemy, and then some, as our relationship has God at its center as we continually seek to do His will by focusing and studying the things of God, and by bringing Him into our experience with prayer and a life of Christian discipleship. My trail of tears wasn't traveled alone. I have two young adult children, and as my life fell apart while I decided to follow Christ over the last 10 years, they saw the transitions and suffered the consequences right along with me. In her senior year, my daughter Haley was diagnosed with diabetes, had relationship difficulties, and struggled with depression and anxiety after she graduated high school. She was seeing a counselor to help to get help during the crisis years since 2018, but was greatly helped by our moving to our new home in 2020. and has since discontinued her therapy sessions. She is currently thriving as a college student and a recent employee of the month at her part-time job at Lowe's. My son Brennan coped with the difficulties of seeing his parents' divorce by focusing on his interest in the performing arts. But in 2020, COVID-19 discontinued the normalcy of his senior year, and he went into a tailspin of depression and listlessness that resulted in him graduating late via Zoom classes in summer school, and him staying in our house for a gap year where he didn't work or go to school. But after his gap year and suffering continual pep talks from his father to do something, Brennan decided to become a full-time student at Hudson Valley Community College as a theater major. And last night, I had the unadulterated pleasure of watching him conquer on stage as the male lead, Lori Lawrence, in the college's production of Little Women. Seeing my son emerging from the darkness of his listless gap year and back performing again filled my heart with joy and pride and shook me emotionally as I again was able to celebrate another victory that the Lord has faithfully provided. I told Brennan that using his talents gives God glory, and I know this latest episode in the Days of Our Lives is another fulfillment of Betty Felder's promise for payback time. So keep fighting the good fight of faith by choosing to continually seek the Lord and to decide to represent God's kingdom in all that we do. My friend in the UK, Philip Hand, recently shared the following poem, and I couldn't think of a better day to share it as I am still enjoying the latest victory in my journey of faith. The poem is called Battle Cry. Battle Cry. We must sing praises to the Lord Most High. This is our true battle cry. The Lord inhabits the praises of his people. We are his church, his holy people. The battle is the Lord's. He is our champion, the Lamb of God, the great I am. He is our Lord, the Son of Man. In his arrogance and pride, the enemy shall fall into the snare set by the Lord. All we have to do is praise and sing to our Father and Jesus, our King. So keep walking and talking with God. Your days on earth may not always be bright, but in Christ we can overcome and have peace and joy even in the darkest night. It's payback time, so go get what the Lord has for you by being a light in the darkness and by choosing to hope for the good and to walk in the Spirit. Today's Bible verse is drawn from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is John 12:50. And it says, "And I know his commands lead to eternal life, so I say whatever the Father tells me to say." Today's verse are the words of Jesus and spells out a simple recipe for life and a purpose for all of us in Christ. As God the Son, Jesus lived a sinless life on earth in a world that causes all of us to sin. But Jesus remained faithful because even though he was tempted in every way as we are, he knew the Father, and he knew his purpose for coming to the earth. Here, Christ tells those on earth that God's commands lead to eternal life. And so he says all that the Father sent him to say, because his purpose was to bridge the gap between a sinful mankind and a holy God. Jesus said the hard things that oppose the enemy and the world system, causing those in authority to eventually condemn and crucify him. The things Christ said were to cost him his very life. Even with that ultimate consequence as a real and present danger, Jesus continued to speak what the Father told him to say because of God's love for man and for the purpose to fulfill the Father's plan for redemption that is available for all men who put their faith in Jesus Christ. As Christians, we know that the words of Christ and the commands or instruction of the Father that we find in the Bible lead to eternal life. Those words and commands from Scripture were used by the Holy Spirit to convict us of our sin and caused us to choose to place our faith in Christ, giving us eternal life. So as we enjoy another weekend in the kingdom of God, let's rejoice over and meditate on the Father's commands for us, and let's share the love of God by saying whatever our Father who art in heaven leads us to say. The Word of God is living and powerful, And if we feel moved in our spirit to encourage someone, quote scripture, or give a gospel presentation, we should obey our Father's command, because the Holy Spirit may just use us to pass on the love of God and the gift of eternal life to someone who desperately needs it. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from June Hunt's Evil and Suffering, Why is God Fair? Today, she presents the question, what are key questions about evil? And so June Hunt prepares several questions and answers them from Scripture in regards to evil. And as I've stated over the last few days, the topics of evil and suffering are big stumbling blocks to those outside the kingdom. And so if you want to be equipped to be able to answer those objections to faith, I would recommend going to mtforchrist.org and checking out the last couple days' blog posts for June Hunt's material to help you, combat the enemy, to fight the good fight of faith, and to tell people that evil and suffering, as bad as they are in God's plan, and that there are answers to these hard questions. So go to mtforchrist.org and check out those blog posts to get equipped and built up. As I've recently said, if you go to the blog, mtforchrist.org, on a web page, like on a computer, you'd be able to see the topical list at the or labels that can lead you to different interest areas like depression and recovery or testimony or Philippand you'll see all these different labels, and if you click on them, that'll lead you to a blog post that contain material on those subjects. On your phone, those are available as well, but you just have to go, when you go to mtforchrist.org, you just have to go to the bottom and click on go to web version, and you'll be able to see those lists. We encourage people to walk in faith by getting on the path of Christian discipleship and seeking the Lord and His will for our lives every day. Part of that encouragement is to what we offer on the MT for Christ 24/7 podcast, our discipleship classes that we've performed in the past year. They're based on the work of Dr. Neil Anderson and of Freedom in Christ Ministries, and the classes are called Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ. Now all complete and ready for your listening pleasure and edification at the MT for Christ 24/7 blog post podcast. And if you want to take a deeper step into those classes, you can contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com to receive the printed materials for those first two classes. All the outlines for Freedom in Christ are on the blog. So if you want to check those out, go ahead, and I'd be happy to come alongside you and encourage you in your walk of faith. One thing we do as Christians is we should study the Bible and encourage each other in our faith, and I do that every week with a couple called the Sincottis. And what we do on our podcast is we provide our Bible study discussion, which we do on a weekly basis. And if you want to check those out, you'll see the outlines on mtforchrist.org under Bible Study with the Sincottis, and each one has a link to the podcast. Or if you just want to search on the podcast, just search for Bible Study with the Sincottis, and you'll find all different types of topics, including sin, the joy of the Lord is my strength, and, well, several others. The immense value of our faith in Christ isn't just a ticket to heaven. It's a life that's empowered with hope and life and purpose and meaning. So I encourage people to look for that and walk in it. Otherwise, you're looking at the dirt on the windshield when you could be looking at the glory of the heavens. So we encourage you to do that, and we'll encourage you with prayer today. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in the kingdom. Thank you for another victory in Brennan's performance last evening. And thank you for, all that you do and all that you are. Lord, we just thank you so much for showing us the revelation, the truth of Jesus Christ, and leading us into a life of faith and godliness. Lord, we pray for everyone listening today. Lord, we know this life is hard at times, and we pray for the people who need your help. We pray for healing, provision, and prosperity, and protection for all who are listening today. Lord, we thank you for their faithfulness to seek you, and we pray that they're anointed by your Holy Spirit to lead them and guide them the rest of the days of their lives, and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with all those they encounter through their words and actions. All these things we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.